Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin today and all next week. We'll take each other into the last days of the new year, of the old year, and ring in the new. Yay us! I can't wait. It's like we were just talking, Mike Rochelle and I, and we're going, we can't wait for Barack Obama to be in charge of our country. We just can't wait. Are you just so excited? I'm excited. Now, we'll have a few quibbles to talk about with Barack Obama, some actions that he's taken that have displeased liberals. Basically, here's what my game plan is for the entire week. We're going to have a soupçon of guests, like just occasionally have a guest here or there. We might have Sustainable Dave. We might have the rabbi on. We might just drop in a guest or two here or there. I'm working on maybe Frank Rich because I met him recently up here in the Pacific Maritimes, which has been frozen and cold and awful. Can I just be a little bit, I just need to do a rant about snow. I know. Listen, Denver, Colorado, Mayor Hickenlooper ran into his Waterloo with the snow. Certainly Mayor McNichols long ago and far away lost an election due to his ineptitude with the snow. I predict Greg Nichols, if there's any kind of challenger, rise up and face him and get him out of here, because this snow removal has been an absolute joke. It is dangerous to people of all ages. The side streets are still clogged with ice and slush. The main streets are finally clear after 2.5 weeks. 2.5 weeks. Now, here's what my attitude is. You're out of here. And I probably shouldn't say that because I just applied for a job with this city. Hey, you need me. You need a voice. Be like Barack Obama. Be brave enough to have somebody on the inside who can say things. So, because, see, this is why I probably don't get jobs like that, is because I say what I think. So really, the only place for me is to position myself to be in places where I can say what I think, and I'm working on developing more ways to do just that. So stay tuned to AaronHartShow.com. I'm taking about a month to reconfigure and to think about things, and we'll see where I head next. I'm not even sure. There you go. 303-713-7600. Hopefully talk radio will be part of that mix. The internet will be part of that mix. Talk radio will be part of that mix. Let's just put it out there. And you know what? You're part of the mix always. 303-713-7600. We need to talk about so many different things. I know Jay normally does open phone Friday. So I really like that idea. I've done it myself in the past when I've had my own shows. And you know what? It's a good idea because by the end of the week, we're all just like full. And I'm full of a lot of things. I'm full of ire at the snow removal in Seattle. Has been absolutely despicable. You should pat yourselves on the back from how Denver fares better. I mean, you know, I know up in the high country, you're going to get a big dump. You're going to get our snow sooner or later, Denver. And I know it was, you know, balmy temperatures yesterday, lovely Christmas. You know, I'm beginning to long for the tropical Christmases of my youth, to tell you the truth. I like warm weather at Christmas. I would be with Barack Obama saying Merry Christmas in Hawaiian, if I possibly could. Because it's cold and nasty and icky, and I don't like living in cities that know nothing, next to nothing about snow removal. I remember when Mayor McNichols, I was working for a station in Denver when that horrible big dump that led to him losing the election. It led to, who is this Federico Pena guy? Oh yeah, maybe we'll vote for him. It's just, you know, politicians, beware of not taking care of your citizens. And I know we're all broke and I know we're all hurting, but you know what? It's not the workers' fault either. There are only 27 trucks total. 27 trucks total. Do you know what they did? They ignored the side streets. So here a little, I live in a neighborhood that's very mixed in terms of age range. Young people with children, older retirees. And let me tell you something, I haven't seen a retiree, a couple of them out. I mean, it has been terrible. The sidewalks, no one here clears their sidewalks either. I don't think there's even a law that says you have to. I dug most of mine out. But it's just, it's I don't even have a snow shovel, though. Once I'm out of snow, I'm like, okay, great, snow in the mountains. That's where it belongs. I like snow in the mountains, okay? Just so you know where I'm coming from, I really don't think snow belongs in urban areas. If there isn't an urban area, then it should be someplace like Boston or New York downtown where you can jump in a warm building any 5 minutes you want to. I don't like it. I really don't. I just... call me Scrooge, call me whatever you like, but I don't like snow. I don't like it. If I can stand the mountains, I'll go visit it. Hi, snow. Maybe it's because I frostbit my feet up at Winter Park when I was like 13 years old. I don't know, but it's like, hi, snow. Bye, snow. See ya. Have a good time. Bye-bye. So I keep praying for rain. I'm like, okay, you won't hear me whining about the rain for ages if you live up here. You will not hear me whine, oh, it's been raining for 9 days. I won't care. I'll be like, yay, it's raining. It's liquid. It's moving. It's 12 past the hour. Okay, that's my rant about the weather. We have so many rants to make. You know, it is that time of year where it's joyful, wonderful. You're with your family. You're cooking. You're eating. If you're like me, you couldn't even get out for Chinese in a movie yesterday, but you got out today and you're happy. I never thought grocery shopping would be such a pleasure. It is. It's like, yay, I have milk back in my house. It's these pleasures that we take for granted. Not to sound too petit bourgeois, you understand, but, you know, it's like, I like my creature comforts. 303-713-7600. Now, here's what I'd like to talk to you about. How was your Christmas? Mine was delightful with my Hanukkah celebration. Every night has been a lovely reminder of what freedom and charity and love and family is about. I like thinking about things like that. I like thinking about things differently every night. Justice has been part of that. And we've had precious little justice in this country lately. I mean, Bush is busy bumbling around. I pardon thee. Bing! Oops, no, sorry. You're a slumlord who built efficient housing and sold it in a racist way to poor people. Even though your daddy gave us 40 grand. Oops, retraction, do-over. Have you ever heard of a president? So he can't even pardon correctly. He is so incompetent, he can't even go, bing! You're pardoned. Yay. I mean, he can't even do that. Okay. I mean, call it what you like. Clinton at least goes balls out and does it badly or not. And Mark Rich was a big mistake. Don't misunderstand me. But this pardon of this slum jerk in New York, slum suburbanite in New York who built, deficient housing out in Long Island. And he's like, oh, yes, your daddy gave us 40 grand here. Bing. Oops. Sorry. Do over. Oops. I didn't give you a smarter, effective attorney general. I've given you a Machiavellian jerk for a vice president who's now trying to pretend that he was right all along to destroy our Constitution. Yay. No. Get out. I'm looking at Bush's face. I have a little post-it pad that has Bush's, heck of a job, Brownie, with his thumb up. And it says, unconstitutional, deceitful, and stupid at the top. I've checked all three this morning, as I do every morning I work with this. And I want to be reminded of just how horrifying the last 8 years have been for all of us. But we're digging out of it just like we're emerging from the snow. We can see, you know, even though there's still some slush and ice and nastiness about, we have hope in America. And even though, you know, the stock market has been a scary roller coaster ride for many, and your 401k, I don't know about you, but it makes me go, whoa! So I just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Boxing Day. Go shopping. Have fun. You know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to break down and spend. I already had to break down and spend a little money. Do you know what I got for Hanukkah? I got a furnace, a new furnace, because mine made noises like, it made really horrifying noises. And I went, oh, I think that's the motor. And I was like, oh, dear, I don't think I can live with that noise with the heat on. It's, by the way, 12 degrees in Seattle, where it's never 12 degrees. And I'm like, better call the furnace folks. And actually, I'm just going to send a shout out to, I don't know, I know it's in a different city or whatever, but Brennan Heating, if you ever move to Seattle, Brennan Heating, they came out, they had a new furnace in my house by 10 o'clock that night. New furnace in my house by 10 o'clock that night. Now that, my friends, is service, and they smiled the whole time. They smiled, they were pleasant, they were honest, they were quick, they were efficient. I mean, really, when you have a gift like that, you have to spend the money, and you want to flinch as you put it on your credit card, and you're like, one more thing to pay off. I'm not working enough to do this. And then it's like, it's okay, you know, because they were pleasant, they were charming, they were even funny, You know, I mean, it makes all the difference, doesn't it? So I don't know what you got for Hanukkah or Christmas, but I got a new furnace, among other gifts from my family. 303-713-7600. It's 17 past the hour. We also have some sad news to discuss. Playwright, Nobel laureate, amazing impact on the theater. And I will be silent for at least a little bit this morning. I'll give you some silences as well as words in honor of Harold Pinter, who has just passed off our planet. And Eartha Kitt, singer extraordinaire. Her signature hit, Santa Baby, will be part of our mix this morning as well. And we have a family annihilator to talk about, yet another family annihilator. And that one in Los Angeles is nine dead. In the city where Columbine occurred, you know, it's just really pathetic. It's just, I don't know what happens to men. I don't. Now, I know that females also can be family annihilators. Certainly women have killed their own children, which is horrifying. But this guy walked into a house dressed as Santa Claus. This guy walked into a house dressed as Santa Claus with bombs and guns and a fire accelerant at his disposal, and then he went home to his family's house and killed himself after wiping 8 people off the planet and shooting an 8-year-old who was recovering in the hospital, who was rushing to greet Santa, in the face. Went through her, I believe, right cheek and outer left. I mean, this kind of... You don't have enough words to say. It's like Bernie Madoff. You don't have enough words to say for people who are this evil. And certainly Bruce Pardo is this evil. Bruce Jeffrey Pardo. They always seem to have 3 names. And then, you know, we have to talk about ripoff. You know what it is? It's the Christmas holidays. It is the winter holidays. It is also Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa to those of you who are celebrating today. And it is also this. It is always such a blessing, a mixture of blessings and curses, the holidays. So we'll talk a little blessings and we'll talk a little curses as we move along this morning. It's entirely your show as well, so anything that you'd like to bring up, I'm willing to discuss, at least for a while. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, with the privilege to fill in on the J. Marvin Show. Very happy to be with you this morning. Thanks for sticking with us. Join us. At least you're not buried in slush and snow. Soon, but not yet. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Time for Progressive Traffic with Todd Parker. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. It's a bit weird to play that song today, and when we know that a man dressed as Santa killed 8 in the Los Angeles area. But Eartha Kitt, a sultry singer, dancer, and sultry. She's always used with and they were calling her an animal on the BBC this morning. Elegance, sensuality. She was amazing, though, and there's those of us who remember our childhoods punctuated by her Catwoman. But we also want to thank her for an amazing, gutsy life. This woman was born in poverty in South Carolina, the biracial child, the mixture, I think literally a plantation owner impregnated her 14-year-old mother. Her 14-year-old mother had to give her up, and then she went to stay with people who put her in a sack, hung her from a tree, and beat her. Okay? They used to beat because she was too light-skinned. All right? Cruelty knows no gender or background. But here is a woman who rose up from those terrible, terrible circumstances and made of herself an international figure of sensual singing and dancing and elegance and humor and, yes, political activism as well. Because Eartha Kitt's life was also defined by standing up to Lady Bird Johnson in the White House, where she was invited as a special honor. She was invited there, and some would say that it was tactless of her to get up and criticize the President of the United States' policy in the war in Vietnam. You know, history has certainly proved Eartha Kitt more accurate in terms of her viewpoint. But you know what? I think it's very, forgive the term, ballsy of her, because she stood up for what she believed in, and she didn't hide it. She didn't try to pretend. She didn't go there and pretend she didn't oppose the war in Vietnam. She stood up to her host, and I guess she made Lady Bird cry. But, you know, I still think that was a gutsy, whether you agree or disagree with it, and I happen to think it took a lot of guts to do that. And I think her standing up and opposing the war in Vietnam was really quite brave of her. Just as Harold Pinter, I may not have agreed with how far left his views seemed to go, but, you know, he was very gutsy, too. He turned down a knighthood, told the queen to stick it, Queenie, because I hate our policies in war, and I don't, you know, he would adamantly opposed, was very much a pacifist and a conscientious objector as well, and certainly wrote amazing plays where there is, you know, it takes a lot of work to understand them sometimes. And actually, you know, we all have, I think, a Pinter play happenstance in our past, perhaps. But, you know, he was a genius in terms of he affected playwriting and will for years to come, and acting and all kinds of things. So I really believe that we've lost two greats. And there may be, I have a friend who thinks it always comes in threes, and I don't know who the three will be. But I hope we've lost a lot this year with Heath Ledger and everything else. So that's something we can talk about, because the holidays, and I always want to acknowledge this, because it's a hard time for some people, me included. We lost my father on the 10th of January, and it was really hard. I remember in those days I had a full-time show so I could take the holidays off. But, you know, it was really hard to work, and I still am grateful to all the people I worked with, because I used to just cry during commercials, because it was so bloody sad, and there was, maybe that's part of my ire at the snow and the ice, was, you know, Denver was covered in snow and ice that year, and it was really, we'd walk out of the hospital and just fall on the ice and just cry, my sister and I, and it was just very, very difficult, and I know that a lot of people die around the holidays, because it's like they hold out. In Eartha Kitt's case, she had colon cancer, and in Harold Pinter's, he had, I believe, another form of, I believe it was esophageal cancer. And so, you know, you battle, and then you just let go during the holidays. And I think one of the things that, you know, people go through, is, especially as we get older, is you lose a lot of people around the holidays. And it happens. And then you define your holiday season by loss as well as by life and light. And that's real, too. Now, I can't imagine the pain of the people. They were saying that this man who dressed as Santa and killed 8 in the L.A. area. Why do people do this? So you got Eartha Kitt, who is beaten in a sack, hanging from a tree, and grows up to overcome those obstacles to rise to the top of her profession. Not only rise to the top of her profession, but pretty much even through controversy, make her way through it and stay in the entertainment business, which I have a full appreciation for, being in the entertainment and information business, to stay on top and to keep steadily working more or less for 60 years is pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. And to be a Harold Pinter, isn't such a paragon. It's hard to imagine, but his wife said, Antonia Frazier, who I started reading as a little girl, going to the bookmobile in Nunn, Colorado. So she said it was a privilege to live with him, that, you know, to be able to share his life for 33 years was amazing. And she's a pretty good writer of history and stuff. And it's amazing to, I don't know, it's just, you think about what people carve of their lives and what we make of our lives, even through tragedy, through sadness, through pain, and all of us have some. This man stinging from an acrimonious divorce. He was married to her for a year. He, up until 2 hours before he did this, he's like saying hi to his and Merry Christmas to his neighbors. Hi, Merry Christmas. And then he goes and takes an accelerant and blows their house up, blows them a homemade device that the cops still haven't been able to figure out what it is. Sprayed flammable liquid everywhere. He had no criminal record, no history of violence. He was angry after the last week's settlement of his divorce. The marriage didn't even last for a year. You know, and it just brings back all of the tragedies and the horrors that we've gone through together as human beings. And you wonder, why this happens and how this happens, don't you? I mean, I think it's human to wonder, how does one person who apparently no history of violence, I mean, and violence is perpetrated against an Eartha Kitt, and she grows up to be an international superstar, and then this schlub grows up, Pardo, grows up to be a man who would walk in. He's going to be famous for eternity now as the man who blew his in-laws away in a heinous manner and who shot an 8-year-old kid in the face who had done nothing but try to greet Santa Claus. By the way, apparently at this house, there is a neighbor who comes to their house every year dressed as Santa. This man may or may not have known this, and that's why he came dressed as Santa Claus. So it's particularly heinous. It's like some crimes transcend just average every day. I'm not normally a crime talker. I covered enough crime when I was a budding reporter to last me, and the JonBenet case left such a taste in my mouth that I don't particularly relish talking about, wow, let's talk about true crime, shall we? But, you know, I just, not that I'm knocking it, because I know it's fascinating. It's not that I don't, you know, there's been enough wrong with the Bush administration that we've absolutely had to talk about that for the last 8 years. But this is the kind of crime that is so terrible. At the same time, not to put an entire downer on the holidays, I also want to acknowledge women such as Barbara Milhelm in Denver, who on Thursday got dressed up as Mrs. Santa Claus, and though her family's out of town, this full-time mom realized, I'm quoting from the Denver Post now, realized no one had signed up to cook at the Ronald McDonald House for Christmas, for breakfast or lunch. She's a mom of 8, and she still went in. Everybody deserves something special. She went to Smokey's Barbecue and to Albertson's. She picked up volunteers, including one man's whole family, the Krasaukis, went and served these people who are sick, the people who are the parents of children who have life-threatening diseases and are in town, probably to be at Children's in Denver. And there they are, and they're just, you know, they're being taken care of by a woman who doesn't know any of them, but she goes in and makes some Christmas sweets and pies and takes, candy, and people can't be with her family in New Mexico because Sabrina had a heart transplant. So, you know, here she is. She goes in and enlightens and enlivens these people's lives. She turns up. Now, Ronald McDonald House, just in case you're wondering, needs powder, dishwasher, detergent, 13 and 30-gallon trash bags, full-sized fitted sheets, bath mats, pillowcases, white pillowcases, passes to the zoo, other local attractions. If you've got anything to spare, Ronald McDonald House is a pretty swell charity. Go and give to them, would you? And help out any way you can. Now that I can move, I'm going to do something too. So let's all chip in, shall we, and make this holiday season a little lighter in light of this horrible crime in California. And if that weren't enough, a car went off the rails and hit 14 Hanukkah celebrators in New York. Orthodox Jews who don't walk on holidays, and they're like, oh, God. It's just, blessings and curses, holiday season. 33 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Todd Parker. We'll be back on Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 760, coming up. Hi, this is Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. What makes some people go good and what makes some people go bad? And should prominent performers such as Eartha Kitt or Harold Pinter, should they proclaim their political views? See, I like activist actors. I like them. I like the fact that Brad Pitt is down in New Orleans rebuilding houses, pink and otherwise. I like it that we have actors and actors and like George Clooney and others who are active and involved and who care. I really like it. I don't even mind if some of them are right-wing reactionaries like the late Charlton Heston, who passed away during the last year, even though I would never want to pry a gun from his cold, dead hands. I like it. I think it's fine. I've always thought it was fine. I just because you're an actor or a playwright or a singer or a dancer doesn't mean you don't have a brain in your head and you can't be a performer. You can't do two things at once. Now, right-wing reactionaries seem to frown upon it, but, you know, they're right-wing reactionaries and they never have any fun anyway. So why would they care? And they're going to have less fun coming right up, we hope. 303-713-7600. Now, you know, It is true. Pardo is only suspected in this. It hasn't been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he did it, but although I think we can probably safely assume it. We don't know whether he was aware of this Santa Claus, that, you know, the man who used to dress up at Santa Claus and visit this house that he blew up. He also apparently had a rental car, which blew up and exploded. He apparently put a bomb in it. The 8-year-old is not life-threatening, but she's got a very tough road because she's got a very, very severe injury to her face, says Lieutenant Pat Buchanan of the Covina Police Department, which Covina is a suburb just outside of Los Angeles. It's within Los Angeles County, as a matter of fact. Two more bodies have been recovered, according to the coroner's office, and it is assumed that the ex-mother-in-law, father-in-law, and wife of this man were killed by him in this attack. He was very nice and sociable, said Cindy Keenan, and he always decorated his home for the holidays. It makes you sends a shiver down your spine, doesn't it? It's like, I wish that serial killers and family annihilators, you know, would come out with some sort of obvious frown on their face or something so that we could all go, oh yeah, want to steer clear of him, her. No, don't want to come near them. But what is it? What is it? I think we'll always ask ourselves this question as we say, Mele Kalakimaka, happy Christmas in Hawaiian to each other these days. What happens to people who do this? How do they go this way? I mean, this happened to those of us who went to the small high school that I went to in San Juan, Puerto Rico. One of our 50 classmates went crazy and killed his ex-wife and in front of his children and her mother, and is now serving life sentence without parole in jail because of it. And this guy was, I got to tell you, this guy was the football player, the guy everybody liked, the nice guy, the one that, you know, all of our parents, if we were dating him, would go, yay. I never did date him. But, you know, I saw him in college when we were in college in New England. And I have to say, he gave me the willies then, and I was drinking my face off. So I was a mess, too. But he was drinking, and even though I could get pretty fiercely angry when I was loaded, which is one of the many reasons that I stopped drinking with the grace of a power greater than myself, certainly, but give credit where credit is due. But I have to say, this guy was so angry that one night that I saw him we were at Dartmouth at a party, and he was a mess. And I'm worried about him. And, you know, 25 years later. So do you see these things coming? Have you ever known somebody who, I mean, did you go to Columbine High School as some folks who may be listening have done? I mean, it's just one of those things that, how do you explain evil like this? And I can't call it anything else. How do you explain somebody who would get the idea to dress up as Santa and blow away children in the way to pay them back for what? Divorcing you? I mean, I know a broken heart hurts. I've had one too, but what makes people go so crazy? I think if we could figure that out, or if we could figure out why people like Bernie Madoff get up and say, well, I think I'll rip off my fellow human beings for 20 years, give them 10%, but do a giant Ponzi scheme unlike anybody has ever seen, and also inspire people to be anti-Semitic. Because did you notice, this is one little note I want to make about Bernie Madoff. Nobody ever looks up and says, why, that Protestant guy was really bad. That Protestant guy, he was a creep. But boy, with Bernie Madoff, everybody went, you know, he's Jewish. By the way, he's Jewish. As if that, you know, goes back to the blood libels of Jews and money and all that. It's just, it's gross. It's awful. Stop it. You know, I don't say why the Protestant evangelical George Bush is a jerk because he's a Protestant evangelical. He'd be a jerk no matter who he is, what religion he followed. George Bush is, you know, and all the more nitwitty. Doesn't he look twitty? He's coming out and saying, well, I regret the war. I didn't go to war with everything I had. I didn't understand. You know, it's like you're really beginning to realize where the power structure was, if we didn't already. It was Dick Cheney who was apparently running the country most of the time with the evil Donald Rumsfeld. Wicked be he. You know, it's almost as if you want to call these jerks they who must not be named, because they have inflicted. I was thinking this morning about all the damage that this unholy trio, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, inflicted on our country. And from the war, from the economy, I mean, when you look at the damage that these people have done over time, especially Rumsfeld and Cheney, because they have had their hooks in the government. When Cheney saw Nixon lose power when he worked for him, and when he saw Ford become ineffective in the wake of a strong Congress and in the wake of the Watergate scandal, it's as if he made a decision in his bone marrow to get back at our country. And you know what? In some ways, I see Cheney as just as evil as a guy who would walk into a party dressed in a Santa Claus suit. Because this man should be smart enough to know better. Here's what he is, though. He thinks he's too clever by half. He thinks he's smarter than you are, than I am, than anyone in Congress is, than Barack Obama is. He thinks he's one of those know-it-alls. And we've all known him. We've all known him. Maybe even sometimes we are a little too uppity ourselves. But he's the kind of guy who thinks he knows better than everybody else. And so Bush, too, out of his evangelical. Now, Bush, I think, has an idea that he's not as smart as Dick Cheney or as Machiavellian in terms of being able to wield the levers of power. That's one reason why he invited him into his White House. But, you know, these guys took the levers of power and they abused him. Here's what takes real talent, real strength, real statesmanship, real vision, real diplomacy, is to take and wield the levers of power and to refuse to grab all the power that you can take. That is the mark of a true leader. And yes, all presidents have grabbed more than their fair share at times, but these two clowns have done more damage to the presidency than I think any other pair has in history. And certainly Dick Cheney's right. He was a consequential vice president. So bad and so awful and so terrible that we will never recover perhaps from all the evil that he has done. I mean, I hope so, but I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how we get around it. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you this morning. I'm monitoring the news, keeping up to date on what's going on this Boxing Day. And also, I want to know, are you going shopping? How are you spending this day? I normally spend it, maybe I'll go a little shopping. I need a new can opener, the garage sale one my father bought at, you know, a garage sale 15 years ago has finally gone kaput. Just to tell you how long I hang on to my kitchen appliances. Finally went, it's like my furnace. I'm going to have to go get a new one. I have Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. I'm going out. But, you know, I already did my bit for the economy. I had to buy a new furnace. 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from you in this mixed blessing of a Christmas season as we outlast, outlive, and outwit the Bush-Cheney administration. We welcome the Obama-Biden one. What do you want? What hopes? What fears? What hesitations? What desires do you have to move forward in this holiday season? And why are there annihilators like that man in Covina who took out an entire family's household and Christmas party in a conflagration unlike we have not seen recently? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin in this Boxing Day. Join me. I just had a computer crash, so I'll be right back in a few minutes here at 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Todd Parker. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. See, it says monitor going to sleep. What's wrong with it? Hi, I have a technician in here trying to help me out, or producer, actually, full-blown great guy, Tony McCullough. Say hi. Hi. Okay. Good morning. It's live radio, and we'd love to talk to you. I am going to give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. Now, on tap today, we're not only going to talk about Osei Harold Pinter, Eartha Kitt, anybody who's died in the last year that you're kind of sad to see shuffle off, and what kind of hopes and fears and expectations do you have of Barack Obama? Because I've been watching the news. I've been sort of away from AaronHartShow.com for a while. I've been sort of redoing a lot of things around the house because I've been stuck in the snow and trying to learn how. Oh, you got it working again. What button did you hit?
I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
Okay, yay, thanks. Plug it back in. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. I'll try that next time. Thanks. All right. Good morning. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Bye. Happy Christmas. Okay. All right. Now I'm waiting for it to boot up. It's 303-713-7600. See, the magic of radio comes to you through the work of several different elves, you know? We're all at our stations working away. Now, what I was going to say was, I want to talk about Blagojevich because he's been the most hilarious story. So here's my topic for the next hour. The best losers of 2008. The most naughty? Because CNN has a funny bit going, who's the naughtiest? Who's the naughtiest politician? Is it John Edwards cheating on his wife who has stage 4 cancer? That probably would have been my vote. I mean, I know selling a Senate seat is pretty raw and pretty bad. But to me, the personal tends to count as much as the political. And you know what? Cheating on your wife who has stage 4 cancer while you're running for president, especially because I happen to know the woman with whom he cheated, and I'm like, what? Go figure. I don't get it. Whatever. You know, I just kind of don't get it. I really don't. I don't get that attraction. I don't get why it happened. I mean, she's a nice enough woman, as I recall, but gee whiz. But, you know, say sultry? No, that's not how I would describe her. So I just don't get it. And I don't get why you would ever, ever, ever cheat on a woman as magnificent and wonderful and smart as Elizabeth Edwards. I mean, I like John Edwards okay, but I was never hot to trot for him, I gotta say. Barack Obama, be still my heart. I saw him speak in 2004 and went, where can I sign up? I will help elect you president whenever you run. I don't care who else is running. And I really didn't. I thought about Hillary Clinton because of my gender, probably more than I would have normally because of my gender. I like her. I do. But really, when the choice came, heal the country, move in a new direction, go for a man who is eloquent and has no baggage, yeah, I'll take Barack Obama any day of the week. And as you know, I was a delegate. So I'm happy. And you know what? Nothing he has done, the one thing he has done that has disappointed me, and you can probably guess which one it is, Proposition 8 in California was an abomination, and picking Rick Warren to be his the man who gives his convocation speak at his inaugural, it's his choice, okay? But I would not have picked a right-wing reactionary preacher, as charismatic as he is, as Hawaiian shirty as he is, et cetera, who will, up until a few days ago, had on his website that he would not allow gay people to be members of his church, and who has basically made the equivalent gays with, you know, the old pedophile animal, people who like animals. I can't remember the Latin word for it at the moment. So, you know, it's just, why would you do that? But, you know, I'm willing to give my new presidents a couple of passes. I guess I'll give him a pass. But I really found it. Why did you do that at 56 past the hour? I ponder Barack Obama. Why did you do that? Why? You know, there are plenty of other rabbis and ministers and preachers, or you really wanted to make a statement, have an imam, but that might have been politically too risky. Or have all three. That would have been nice. Of all three of the Abrahamic faiths. That would have been cool. You could have offset it, say, if you had picked a really liberal rabbi and a very outspoken middle-of-the-road imam. That would have been cool. Swallowed Rick Warren a little easier if that had been the case. But Rick Warren, I mean, terrible. And I think Rachel Maddow has been doing a superb job of covering this. And she's, you know, she's in a lifelong gay relationship with a woman, an artist named Susan, and makes no bones about it. But she has not worn the gay on her sleeve, but been after him for this in a way that he should be. You know, now I'm not gay, but I have lots of family and friends who are gay, and I've been working for gay rights issues for a very long time. And I think this, I think Proposition 8 was a mess. It was filled with hate. And I love the Jack Black parody. And if you haven't seen it, you really should call it up on the internets today and give yourself a Boxing Day treat. But they did a parody of it and should have done it before the election was the only thing, because maybe a few people, if they had seen how silly they could be in song and dance, how bigotry does not wear well, even in song and dance, they might have abstained, eh? So today is a holiday, time for us to talk. I may stay away from guests, even though it's easier to book guests on holiday in a way, because then you fill up the time and blah, but I would rather talk to you. So look at it as if it's your show too. Jay certainly shares, and so I do too, and it's 303-713-7600. Love to talk to you on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. So that's it. We'll talk about Blagojevich coming up. We have a very funny radio parody of him that we're going to play for you coming right up on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And we're also going to talk, oh, about any other things you want to talk about today. The family annihilator, yuck. The Senate seat for sale. And also, who's going to be a senator from Colorado? It should be a woman or not. Coming up.